This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Pennsylvania's highest court threw out comedian Bill Cosby's sexual assault conviction and released him from prison on Wednesday. We get more from AP's Margie Zaralletta.
Bill Cosby had agreed to give potentially incriminating testimony in a civil lawsuit filed by accuser Andrea Constant over a 2004 encounter as long as he would not be charged. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court says District Attorney Kevin Steele was obligated to keep his predecessor's promise to Cosby. Instead, Steele had Cosby arrested for sexual assault and charged in 2015. That conviction has now been thrown out. Cosby has served 2 years of a 3 to 10 year sentence at a prison near Philadelphia. I'm Margie Zaralletta.
A United Nations court has convicted two former allies of the late Serbian President Slobodan Milosevic of aiding and abetting crimes committed by Serb paramilitaries in a Bosnian town in 1992. However, the court said there was not sufficient evidence to convict them of other crimes in other towns and villages in Bosnia and Croatia as the former Yugoslavia disintegrated in the early 1990s. Jovica Stanisic and Franko Simatovic were convicted Wednesday of aiding and abetting the crimes of murder, deportation, forcible transfer, and persecution. Burton Hall is the UN judge.
Having considered all relevant factors, the trial chamber sentences Jovica Stanisic to a single 10 years of imprisonment and Franko Simatovic to a single sentence of 12 years of imprisonment.
The judgment can be appealed. Myanmar's government has begun releasing about 2,300 prisoners, including activists who were detained for protesting against the military seizure of power in February, and journalists who reported on the protests. It appeared, however, that